Welcome back, everybody. Tommy Yomi Taylor up to Daf Mem Aleph. I'm at Aleph 41a, and we are on the bottom of Daf Mem Beis. We just finished a very important story with Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, who one time walked into the bathhouse behind Rebbe, and he asked Rebbe if he can warm up a flask of oil in the hot bathtub so he can warm it up, and that way, eventually, Rebbe can use it to anoint himself. And he said back, you should put it in a kli sheni, because once things are in a kli sheni, then kli sheni ain't a mevashel, but kli rishon would mean mevashel. And this is a very important source for the whole kli rishon, kli sheni sugya. We discussed this yesterday, and we learned three things from this whole discussion. Number one was that oil can cook. Number two is that kli sheni and mevashel. We explained that we don't really hold of that lemaisa, because we hold kali habishal, things which can be easily cooked can work in a kli sheni. So we assume that everything is kali habishal. And then the third thing we learned is that hefresho zehu bishulo, that warming oil is like cooking it. So now comes the Gemara and learns another thing from this whole story. Again, mem and beis on the bottom. We also learn from this whole story of Rebbe that if someone cooks with the heat of the chamei tveria on Shabbos, you are chayev for cooking on Shabbos. Because this incident of Rebbe in the bath was after the gzera came out that you are no longer allowed to bathe in these chamei tveria. And still, your vitzach bar abdimi was told that you should make sure to put in a kli sheni, because we see that if it wasn't a kli rishon, then it would have cooked. So ask the Gemara, any, is this really true? V'amar Rav Chisda Mavash b'chamei tveria b'shabbos pater. But if you cook with chamei tveria on Shabbos, you're going to be pater. So we see that it's not asur midoraisa to cook with chamei tveria. So answer the Gemara, my chayev nami dekamar makas mardos. So what's this chayev that Ravina said? It's not that you're chayev midoraisa. He said chayev midirabanan. Makas mardos is the malchus that you get on a dirabanan level. Normally, if you get malchus, it's midoraisa. But if you get makos mardos, that is midirabanan. Good. Now that we just discussed a lot about bathing on Shabbos, Gemara is now going to get into swimming on Shabbos. So I once saw that Rabbi Abo was floating in his bathtub on Shabbos. And I don't know if he lifted his feet off the ground and actually floated, or if he did not lift his feet above the ground and float. Rashi points out, so what's the suffix over here? Because we know that you're not allowed to float or swim on Shabbos because we are afraid that you are going to fix a raft. Now, says Rashi, the reason why this is a question is because this initial gzera only existed in like some sort of nahar and some sort of valley or river, because we're afraid that you're actually going to go and fix this raft in that place, but not in a bathtub. We're not afraid you're going to go into this. So that's where the shaila comes up. So it answers the Gemara. Pshita de lo akar. It's obvious that he did not lift his feet off the ground. How do we know this? Detanya, because the Braisa says lo yashad adam bevrecha melei amayim, because the person not allowed to swim in a pool full of water. V'afilu omedes b'chatzer, even if it's situated in an enclosed yard where no one else is going to see, you still cannot do this. So why was Rabbi Zeir even in doubt? Of course, it's that he's not going to do any sort of swimming on Shabbos. So answer the Gemara, Lokasha, it's not a problem that we even had this suffix whether he lifted his feet or not, because ha, top of Mem Aleph and Aleph, de les le gidude, ha de is le gidude. So two deos as to what this means, but simply it seems to mean that one is a situation where there was a rim on the pool or on the bath, whatever it is. In that situation, then it would be okay. And the other case is where there was no rim or trap around it, so therefore you would try to get out. So one day in Rashi says that if you try to get out, then you're going to get the water in the dirt, and that's going to be a lush issue. The other sheet says that if there is no rim, then it's like a valley where the initial gzeira was made. So that's why the difference would be. One situation where it's allowed would be when it's kind of rimmed in, and the other one is where there is no rim on it. Once we discuss the story about Rabbi Zeira, who was doubting the practices of Rabbi Abahu, whether he did something or not, the Gemara goes into another such situation. Mamar Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira also said, Ana chazise le Rabbi Abahu shehiniach yadav keneged panav shalmata. I once saw that Rabbi Abahu was bathing in a river and he placed his hands over his private parts. Voliadana I naga I lo naga. And I don't know whether he touched it, his private parts, or he did not. So says Gemara, pshita lo naga. Of course he didn't touch it, Tanya, because it says in the Braisa, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Kol uches ba'amu mashin kilu mevi mabu leolam. Anyone who touches his private parts while urinating even, it's as if he brought a flood into the entire world. So of course Rabbi Abahu did not actually touch his private parts when he went down. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Asa'ua kivoleshes. So Rabbi Abahu's case is like the same principle that comes up when talking about soldiers rummaging through a place. What does this mean? It's not because it was taught in the Mishnah. Boleshes shenichnasa le'ir, if a troop of soldiers entered into a city and they entered into a Jewish person's home. B'sha shalom, when it's time of peace, chavios psuchos asuros stumos mutaros. If you have open barrels of wine, so those are going to be usher because you have to assume that they touch the wine and that's when it's going to be a problem. But if they are sealed, then they would be permitted. B'shas mechama, when it's a time of war, Egu ve'egu mutaros, whether they are sealed or whether they are open, all types of wine are going to be okay. The fishein penai lenasech, because there's no time for them to go and do any avodah zara. during wartime with this wine. Alma, kevan de beisei lo menaschai. So we see from here that since they're afraid that they're going to get distracted, there's no time to do any sort of avodah zarah, so they're not going to pour out the wine, so that's when it's going to be okay. So hachanami, the same thing over here would apply by Rabbi Abbo's case. Kevan de beis lo asil hirhurei. He's not going to come to any sort of hirhurim by touching his private parts because it's in a time of fear. Also, ask the Gemara, v'hachamai biasusa. So what's the fear here? He's just taking a bath, so what's the fear? So ask the Gemara, biasusa dinahara. He has the fear of going down and drowning in the river, where they used to go and bathe in the river. They didn't have their bathtub, so he was afraid he was going to fall or get carried by the current, whatever it may be. So that's why there's no concern of any herhurim that it's going to lead to anything. The Gemara continues asking on this and says, Aini, is it really true that Rabbi Abahu would cover his private parts? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Kol Aminiach Yadav Keneged Panav Shalmata, Ki Hu Kofer Bibriso Shal Avram Avinu. Anyone who covers their private parts is as if they're denying the covenant of Avram Avinu. If you're embarrassed by your bris, what is that? You shouldn't be ashamed of that. It's a mitzvah. So answers the Gemara, Lo Kacha Ha Ki Nachis Ha Ki Selik. One is talking about when he is going down to the river, when his back is to the public. So there, it's appropriate that he can stay exposed. But when he's coming up to the river and facing the public, then he would have to cover up. Ki ha de Rava Shachai, as we see from Rava, who would bend over when walking to and from the river, he would go concealing his private parts. Rabbi Zera Zakif and Rabbi Zikai Zera would stand up straight and he would not be ashamed of his private parts. Rabbanan de Beiravashi and Rabbanan de Beiravashi, they had some sort of compromise. They said, Kikat Nachase Zakfe, when you were going down to the river, you'd stand up straight because you're not facing the public. Kikasake Shachi, but when you're coming up from the river, then you would bend over to cover your private parts. Now the Gemara goes and teaches us another story with some more lessons about bathing. Rabbi Zera Havaka, Mishtame, Midr of Yehuda. Rabbi Zera was avoiding meeting Rabbi Yehuda, Debayu Mesak Ara de Israel, because he wanted to make Aliyah, and he knew that Rabbi Yehuda would not approve of him making Aliyah. Why not? Damar of Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Olel Mit Bavel Eretz Yisrael Over Ba'asei. Anyone who goes up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, they are violating an Asei. Shenemar Ba'vela Yuva Uveshama Yiyu. Because the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah that they should be brought to Bavel and there they shall remain, that you shouldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Now it's interesting to note that this Pasuk was back when Bavel was the main Torah center. There really wasn't any Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays, there is plenty of Torah in Eretz Yisrael, so this probably would not apply. Amar, so before going, Rabbi Zera said, you know what, Ezel v'eshma minei milsa. Let me go and learn one last thing from Rabbi Yehuda before I go and make Aliyah. V'esi v'esak, and I will go and return home, and then I'll go to Eretz Yisrael. Azal ashkechei deka by bane. And he went and he found Rabbi Yehuda in the bathhouse, a lot of stories in the bathhouse. V'kamar le l'shame, and he said to his attendants, Heviuli neser, heviuli masrik. Bring me a neser and bring me a comb. Pislu pumaychu ba'afik havla. Open your mouth and inhale some of the steam as part of the Schwitz process, so that way you're going to sweat and let go of some heat. The ishtu mimaya de bebani. And make sure you drink some of the water of the bathhouse. Amar Rabbi Zera said, Omale basi el lishmoa davar zeh dai. If I only came to hear these words of Rabbi Yehuda, it was enough for me. This was a great lesson, is what I learned. So now the Gemara is going to analyze the lessons that he learned. So Bishlam heviu neser heviu masre kamash malan. So what did he learn from hearing him say to bring the soap and bring a comb? So what was so important about this? He learned out dvarim shalchol mutzer lomram b'lashon hakodesh. We learned out what we said yesterday already, that secular matters, things which are not Torah, you're allowed to say in the bathhouse, even if it's said in Lashon HaKodesh. Pisklu pumai chovapi kavla nami kiddush mul. Now, what about the second statement that he said, to open your mouth and inhale some of the steam so that way you let go of some of the heat? This is like Shmuel. Amar Shmuel havla mapi kavla. He says that heat drives out heat. So meaning when you breathe in heat, some of the sweat of your body will be released and it will help it release its own heat. El ishtu maya debe bane maima al yusa. So I understand all the benefits of all the other things, but what's the benefit of saying that you should drink the water of the bathhouse? Where does that come from? Detani, because we learned in a brisa, achav lo shasa achilas odam. If someone ate and did not drink, his eating is like shedding his own blood. It's a bad thing. You got to eat while you drink. Drink while you eat. And this is the beginning of some sort of intestinal pain. If someone ate and did not walk afterwards, you know, if you just eat some chill and go right to the couch, that is not good. You got to make sure to walk a little bit because then his food rots inside of him. Then this is the beginning of bad breath. Someone who needs to go to the bathroom and they ate anyway. So it's similar to an oven that was heated over its old ashes. And this is the beginning of bad body odor. Rachatz b'chan v'loshal samehan, if someone bathed in hot water and did not drink the water, this is why it's brought for our purposes. This is the point that's relevant. Domel latanur shisikua b'miachot v'lo izikua mimifnim. He's similar to an oven that was heated on the outside but was not heated on the inside. Rachatz b'chan v'loshalati fitzoning, so if someone bathed in hot water and did not then rinse himself off with cold water. Domel labarzel shichnisuhu la'or v'lo ichnisuhu latoning. He's similar to an iron thing that was put in fire but was not afterwards put in cold water, which is what actually strengthens it. If someone bathed and did not anoint himself with oil, his bathing is similar to pouring water on the outside of a barrel, meaning it does not go into the barrel and does no good for anyone. So we see again from our brisa, that's why Rabbi Yehuda would say to go and drink the water as part of the bath. This is Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful day.